Chapter 9. At the Police Station. Two policemen, Officers Carlton and Graves, arrived and wrote down all our personal details. I told them the story, trying not to cry. I was angry with myself. Why should I be upset about this? Kevin shouldn't have left me alone in the shop. The policemen started to ask Kevin questions. Don't you think it's strange that this happened just when you left the shop? Asked Officer Graves sarcastically. No, answered Kevin. Maybe the thief noticed that Janet was alone in the shop, and he decided to try to trick her. Both policemen looked at Kevin. You must come to the police station, said Officer Carlton. Maybe Janet can identify the thief on our computer files. We'll have to ask your parents to join us. What are their phone numbers? Kevin started to panic, and I knew why. He didn't want his parents to discover that he was working at the shop when he was supposed to be going to maths classes. Is that really necessary? He asked. You're both under 18, answered Officer Carlton. That means we're obligated to call your parents. Okay, but please let me speak to my mother first, Kevin implored. She'll be very shocked if she answers the phone and the police are on the line. I suppose I could allow that, said Officer Carlton. Kevin picked up the phone and called his mother. No, it's nothing serious, Mum, he said. No, I'm not in trouble. You must meet us at the police station in Downsview. I'll explain when you arrive there. I knew that I would also have to explain a few things to my mother. I was supposed to be volunteering at the sports center. Now I was sorry that I'd called the police, and I knew that Kevin must be sorry too. I took the phone from him. Hi, Aunt Sue, I said. Can I speak to Mum, please? Janet, exclaimed Aunt Sue. What on earth are you doing there? Why aren't you at the sports center? It's a long story. Can I speak to Mum first? I answered. Aunt Sue called my mother to the phone. Mum was also anxious. How do you feel, Janet? She asked after I had told her the story. Did the thief hurt you in any way? I assured her that I was fine. It wasn't true. I was frightened and shocked and starting to become very angry with my cousin. Officer Graves turned to Mr. Hammer. We'll take the kids to the police station in our car, he said. Can you come too? Do you really need me there? Asked Mr. Hammer. Yes, we do, answered Officer Graves. We'll take a statement from you, and then you can leave. But keep your mobile on today in case we need to call you. At the police station, I was shown many pictures of criminals to try to identify the thief. A policeman from the juvenile department came to talk with Kevin until our mothers arrived. I looked at quite a few pictures, and then I saw the thief. His hair was shorter in the police picture, but it was definitely him. That's him, I exclaimed, pointing to the picture. The policemen looked at each other. Are you sure? They asked. Well, I said, his hair's shorter, but that's him. One of the policemen nodded. That's Gary Charlton. We know him well. He's been in trouble with us before. We went out of the room and saw Kevin sitting there with the juvenile officer. Kevin wouldn't look at me, and I suspected that he felt bad about the whole situation. The juvenile officer introduced himself to me and then spoke. Janet, he said, I understand from Kevin that you two might have problems with your parents when they arrive. That's right, I answered. Oh, why had I called the police so quickly? I should have waited for Kevin to get back to the shop, and maybe we could have done things differently. Don't worry, said the juvenile officer. I'm here to help you and make sure there aren't any misunderstandings. Just then, Mum and Aunt Sue arrived. The juvenile officer stood up. Hello, my name is Brent, and I'm an officer in the juvenile department," he said, shaking their hands. "But why do Kevin and Janet need a juvenile officer?" asked Aunt Sue. Then she looked at Kevin. "And what were you doing in Downsview?" she asked him. "Weren't you supposed to be at school?" Before Kevin could answer, Brent said, "Mrs. Hume, please come into my office where we can discuss what happened." "Janet isn't supposed to be in Downsview either," Mom said to Brent. "She's supposed to be at the sports center." "Yes, I know that too," said Brent. "It's a confusing situation."